A little coffee and conversation to start your day. This is Tim Dennis in the morning on News Talk 610 CKTV.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. You're crying all the time. You ain't looking.
All right, the music will be ringing out from Niagara Falls the weekend of May the 19th to the 21st. As Niagara Falls celebrates the Niagara Falls Elvis Festival. Now, there is a lot to putting on an Elvis Festival. Now, nobody knows that better than Tony Busseri, who's with me, who's the producer of the weekend. Tony, welcome. Good to see you in here this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
Tell me about how this started.
Well, it started about a year and a half ago.
Yep.
We came up with this idea that maybe we should consider an Elvis Festival in Niagara Falls. And that was partly because we did some research and found out it was pretty popular across North America.
And the real Elvis festivals are sanctioned, right? They're
correct.
Sanctioned by an umbrella organization. You have to meet a certain number of criteria, right?
Correct, and we're one of them, and we're thrilled to be part of it, because the more I find out about it, these events, the more excited I get, because we got guys like Timmy, who just won a
yep.
major contest, and
yep.
of course Roy, who's with me today, who know this stuff inside out and are professional Elvis tribute artists and compete in these events all over North America.
And the winner of this will be going to the international finals, right, in Memphis?
Correct, in August.
Wow.
Yeah.
Roy, how are you, bud?
I'm very good. How you doing?
We just met a couple of moments ago in the CKTB commissary over there, and Roy, I recognize the face for a number of reasons. One, because you look like Elvis, and two, because you're from the area.
Yes, well, I've recently remarried and moved up into St. Catharines about almost 6.5 years ago. So, you know, I've been gently working into this area whenever I'm in Canada and not on the road. So it's been, we've had a few shows. We just finished a week-long event over in Niagara Falls there at the big convention center. So, and I haven't competed in many, many years, but Tony, of course, got this competition going, and it's going to be kind of more of an invite-only. I've been the host of the Collingwood one for many years.
Well, I was going to ask about that, yeah. because for a long time, you know, Elvis fans yep. would flee to Collingwood for
exactly.
for the big Elvis Festival.
Exactly.
Are you in competition with that?
No, I've been asked that many
yeah.
times, and I see us as a totally different event. People want to come to Niagara Falls. It's a tourist
yeah.
area.
Yep.
And so we're combining it with the attraction of people coming to Niagara Falls. And we have a whole different venue. We have the Greg Fruin Theater, which is a prime dinner theater.
Fabulous theater.
Yeah, 650 yeah, seats. We yep. also can serve meals at this location. In fact, we're even going to have Elvis Foods at this event.
Banana and peanut butter
you
sandwiches, yeah.
I've had the real one by the yeah. lady who made them for Elvis.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And good
of
stuff.
All the contests and events of this type, we're the only ones that will have food at the event.
Well, we kind of think of, in some ways, Niagara Falls at times is like not Las Vegas North. You think Vegas, you think Elvis, or at least that period of his life. Ryan, what got you into Elvis?
Originally I'm blonde, so and I never,
really?
I never sang.
You never know.
You were originally blonde too, weren't you?
I had hair at one time. It's been so long I don't remember what color it was.
No, I just got asked that at a karaoke. I was living in Vancouver and someone asked me at a karaoke thing that I was out and probably had a couple too many drinks at the time, and they came up to me at the end of the night and said, hey, could you sing at our wedding for us? We're getting married in a week and a half, right? So and I was more flattered than anything, so I did that. And then probably 2 to 3 weeks later, an older couple that was at their wedding called me back and asked me if I would do the same for their renewal of their vows. And they wanted me to do a full half an hour and offered to pay me a bit of money to do it. And I
yep.
was like, really? You're going to pay me to dress up like Elvis and sing a few songs? And, you know, for people from that era, there's none better than Elvis and none more fondly remembered than Elvis. So, and then it just kind of snowballed from there. I went up to Collingwood and the first... And very much like Tony's saying, these events are so much fun, not just even if you're an Elvis fan, just to go up and be around oldies music. And often the other guy, you know, the guys that do Elvis also sing other greats. Like, you know, you hear Roy Orbison music and Del Shannon and Buddy Holly and all these other things. So I kind of enjoyed that era of music. So I went back in the competition the following year and won. And then that was kind of, it took off from there. So
is the competition cutthroat? I mean, do you guys know a lot of one another? I mean, there's so many.
Do you want the political answer? Or do you...
We are very non-political here.
Well, all us guys know, like the guys that do it at the top level all know each other. And, and for example, Tony here was just saying about a good friend of mine, Tim Hendry, who just won a big one of these competitions down in Georgia just not long ago there. And a funny thing is, we kind of started he's from the London area where I am, and he came out to one of my shows because they call me the dinosaur of this industry because I've been doing it so long. And he came out to one of my shows that I was doing in an arena just outside of London. And I got him up to do some songs and stuff, you know, and that was kind of, he told me later, that was kind of a catalyst for him to sort of take it a little more seriously.
Yep.
Once he saw that I was doing shows for, like, you know, 1,500 people in an arena, he said, wow, this isn't just like a guy throwing a jumpsuit on the weekend.
Right? Indeed. It covers all ages, doesn't it, Tony? I mean, it's a generational thing. You're going to get young people, older people.
That's what surprised me when I started to look at demographics. It's all over the place.
Because it's not the Elvis fans aren't dying off. No, you would have thought after a certain period of time
In fact, I would say Elvis is bigger now than when he was alive. The other thing is, Roy is talking about Elvis tribute artists. What's fascinating for me to learn more about this is, first, the commitment that these tribute artists make.
Yep.
Secondly, the amount of time they spend preparing themselves and then working at the trade. And many of them, for many years, from the time they're young kids.
Yep.
And the other thing about our contest, and I think it's common in a lot of the big contests, is that we've got people from all over the world competing. We have a fellow from Brazil.
Yep.
We have a fellow from Australia. We have a performer just signed in yesterday from Oklahoma. New York City, it's amazing.
I remember the one in Collingwood. There was a fellow from, I think, Taiwan, who didn't speak a word of English except when he started to sing Elvis.
He actually does. He's actually from New York City, and he's part comedian.
Ah, well, so that was an act.
It's part of a shtick.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I got you.
That he does. Yeah, yeah.
Now, how tough is it to get sanctioned by the Elvis Presley Enterprises?
Well, I think the advantage we had, and that's Greg Froon and myself, is we've been in the entertainment business for many years.
Yep.
Greg, as you know, is a magician and traveled the world and been doing this for about 30 years.
And he's been in Vegas many times.
And I'm for the last 25 years, have been an entertainment promoter and agent. And I think the fact we had those credentials helped us. They do their research and they have to be satisfied that it's good stuff.
Are you competing or are you emceeing?
Well,
I'm competing
this time. I've been the MC up in Collingwood for many years, and because this was so close to home, and I decided I was going to compete again. So I've been training with Dan Giancola and Thorold.
Yep.
So obviously you got to shed the weight, and if you're going to take it seriously, you know, and doing the
vocal. Dan will put you through your paces.
He sure will, yeah. And then, you know, vocal lessons and even some choreography work that we're doing right now, because I I'm rusty, but you know, over the years I've taken the contest seriously and always done well in them, so I'm going in there with the intent to take the trophy.
Tony, give me the nuts and bolts here. When is it, and when can you start to buy tickets and all that stuff?
May 19th to 21.
Yep.
And you can buy tickets today, any hour of the day.
Yep.
We're starting to get a lot of action and a lot of interest in this event, so I encourage people, if they're going to come, to decide to make their decision shortly and buy their tickets. The other thing I'd like to mention is we have two great headliner shows on the Friday, Saturday night, and we have two of the ultimate Elvis champs in our events.
Okay.
So these are the top people in the Elvis tribute artist world. So we're really proud to have that type of entertainment. Plus, all weekend, the contest will go on with about 16 different Elvis tribute artists.
So this is the 19th to the 21st. The website is NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com. So you can buy tickets online, right?
Yes.
Or you can call 1-866-779-8778. That's on the website. So just look for NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com.
Correct.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Roy,
very
best
much.
Of luck. I'll be down watching you.
Yeah.
And Tony, thanks so much for all of this, and we'll stay in touch.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Elvis Festival coming up the 19th to the 21st at the Greg Fruin Theater.